And it's time once again for your comments. Many of you wrote about a conversation with Professor Ishwar Puri of Virginia Tech. We spoke with him last week as a report came out about the shootings on campus last spring.
Really, we are at a fork today. This can either be a story of recrimination, or this can become a story of redemption.
Professor Puri hid in Norris Hall during the shootings. He says now he's asked the university not to tear down that building or make a memorial of it, simply to maintain it as a place for education.
And as human beings, we seek tangible physical symbols for memorials. But there are other kinds of symbols, a legacy, a program, excellence. Those could be symbols that could be used for a memorial. And that's how I approach my work every day, with humility in my heart and resolve in my mind, simply out of respect for my fallen colleagues.
Listener Susan Crowell was getting ready to take her daughter to college for the first time when she heard those words from Professor Puri. She writes, "As I listened, I was not thinking about how to protect my daughter in the event of a tragedy like the Virginia Tech shootings, but was instead hoping she will have professors like Puri. It is his wisdom that I hope my daughter learns from her professors."
Professor Puri also got the attention of Lauren Jackson, listening in Lexington, North Carolina.
He survived a terrible, terrible tragedy, and he was able to turn it into something positive. It was the right way to handle what had happened.
Several of you wrote to take issue with another of our stories, a profile of the town of Pontotoc, Mississippi. Four soldiers from the town had been killed in Iraq. Town residents have lined the streets and highways for miles to pay their respects at the funerals. But listener Tom Walters of San Diego was angered when our reporter said the residents of Pontotoc don't debate the Iraq War.
Walters writes, "I'm sorry for your loss. But as long as our country has communities like yours not willing to debate the Iraq War, your sons and daughters will continue to die in Iraq."
Sherry Baker Grazda of Pagosa Springs, Colorado, heard it differently. "I was born and raised in Pontotoc," she writes, "and my mother tells me every time a young man has lost his life in Iraq. Perhaps to say the town supports the war might give some the wrong impression. What I see the town supporting are its young people and their families."
Thanks for your comments and contributions. You can let us know what you think by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.